I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for December 5th, 2016 to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini here. Mr. Fry.
Here.
Mr. Hanam.
Here.
Mrs. Hussman.
Here.
Mr. Lukey.
Here.
Mr. Mishka.
Here.
Mrs. Westbrook.
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We welcome all of you to our council chambers. If you see a couple of students sitting out here, Notre Dame Academy, I assume, welcome. If you've got any questions or anybody else does during the course of the meeting, please raise your hand and let me know, and I will recognize you at the appropriate time. At this time, I invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, led this meeting by Mr. Mishka.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On to additions to the agenda. I have none at this time. Mrs. Westfall?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Lukey?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. We have a citizen with us tonight who wants to make a few comments to City Council about the speed, high rate of speed issue on Centennial. I wonder if we could maybe put him on the agenda at the front end.
Let's add that as 4A. I assume that's you, sir? Welcome. You're going to be right after we approve the meeting minutes. Anything else from members of City Council? Seeing none, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So, second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the agenda is approved as amended. Moving on to Agenda Item 4, approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on November 21st. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the November 21st, 2016 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from November 21st, 2016 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. Now on to added Agenda Item 4A, citizen to discuss high rates of speed on Centennial Road. Come on up to the podium, sir, give us your name and address, and then please give us your comments about speeding on Centennial. I think the chief has a little information as well, but let's hear from you first.
Okay, well, thank you. Appreciate this time. Didn't expect to be so upfront. I've noticed the speed bad, I guess, I've heard. I'm coming, my name's Joel Johnson. I live at 6040 Centennial Road. A little plat of 20 houses, and then you pass Doyle, and there's another plat of about 20 homes there across from Centennial Quarry. I live in Centennial Meadows. I was before council probably less than a year ago with the same problem. I brought it up. The speeding of cars, motorcycles, and particularly the quarry trucks. That's the truck route for the quarries to go north into Michigan. As you could live in my area, you would hear and understand that. After my first sharing of concern, there was a police showing at the area. For a couple of days, a police officer would be parked on the road in clear visibility, very clear visibility of any traffic in the area. I think I saw one ticket being issued. There was a portable radar unit placed at the intersection of Sylvania Metamora and Erie and Centennial. So it was down by, if you're familiar with what I'm talking about, across from the quarry. It was very close to the intersection. So whatever data was derived off of that mobile unit, I would think that it would be somewhat skewed due to the fact that there is a traffic light right there. It wasn't placed up in the residential area. Very unconcerned about it. I live and my grandchildren come and stay with me a couple of days a week. There was no attempt on the part of the police officers to conceal themselves. I went to my neighbors and handed out little brochures all the way down to all these houses, probably about 35 of them. Had an opportunity to talk to a couple of people. And their attitude was, they kind of chuckled and laughed at me. Because they say, you have no idea how many times that we've tried to talk to people about this problem with no reaction. With that in mind, I want to share a little story that doesn't share the same geographics as the area we're talking about. My mother and father live up in Jackson, Michigan, and for the past 40 years I've lived in Toledo. I would travel up through Blissfield. Blissfield used to have a speeding problem up there. And the police responded to it. I got a ticket. I saw multiple people getting tickets over this 40-year period. And you go up to Blissfield now, and there's nobody speeding. No one. It is all within the limits of the law. And you'll see police presence out there. But they had a very effective way of getting hold of the problem and controlling it. That doesn't mean the police were out there 24/7. They weren't. But they showed themselves at times as necessary, and as soon as they found somebody was speeding, they pulled them over and they ticketed those people. You learn by making the mistake of getting the ticket and then seeing the next fool that gets a ticket. You learn by our mistakes.
Okay. Go on, if you've got something more.
And finally, I don't understand why the police officers, all respect to them, did not have their cars parked receded off Centennial on either Doyle or Timothy, or in Centennial Meadows parking their driveway that we have, which is accessible on Centennial, or across the street at Centennial Quarry. Why their cars weren't parked off the road and not clearly visible from clear up to Michigan down, you could see the cars, the police officers. I shared a discussion with the police department today, and they told me that that is not entrapment by having your car not blatantly open and watching an intersection or an area. And if they're going to stop speeding in that area, that's how they're going to do it. By putting their cars pulled off when the traffic goes by, when the quarry trucks go by at 60 miles an hour. You would understand what I mean. Not only is it loud, but that's my mistake for moving in there. But it's reckless. And I've pulled out of my driveway multiple times where I made a judgment that this person's coming at 35 miles an hour and then have to get on the road and haul my rear end not to get hit or rear-ended. Okay. So I would like to have you reconsider that, if they could have a presence again and begin slapping people with some tickets. And then every once in a while, continue what they did in Blissfield and show a presence. Now, I know that this isn't, you've got bigger problems than
this. No. Yeah, the answer is yes. Of course we should do this, and we're going to do that. I appreciate you updating us. I've ridden my bike on that stretch of road up there going up to the driving range, and it is treacherous. It's narrow and it's treacherous, especially coming south. The trucks are probably going faster than get going north, but if they have enough time, they'll get going fast going north as well. This happens around town. I remember discussing this more than 20 years ago with the previous mayor when he designated that as the truck route to keep them off of other streets coming through town. We've always had a trouble with Centennial, and we'll have to go to work on it again. But I want to give the chief a chance to report to council what he's done. Obviously, we need to do more, and we'll commit to do more. But chief, go right ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Johnson, obviously, any speed complaints that we receive in the city is of great concern to the police department, and we address it immediately. Over the last 2 years, we have conducted 129 traffic stops on Centennial Road. We have issued 15 citations, I believe 85 verbal warnings, and 29 written warnings. So we're out there. We can't be out there 24/7 like you stated, but we do make a presence out there, and we will once again make another presence out there. We are concerned about speeders throughout the city, not only on Centennial Road. Just for your information, we have not had any traffic accidents on that stretch of Centennial Road.
I'm familiar with that.
We've had down there at Erie in Centennial, we've had four traffic accidents within the last 2 years down there. And those are rear-end, you know, rear-end jobs basically down there.
Right.
But yeah, we are concerned with your concern, and we will address it appropriately.
I appreciate it. And I, like I said, I would rejoice if I saw the police cars parked off the road a little bit where they're being a little bit more sly, and they issue some tickets, because I can guarantee you there are people flying down that road.
I would tell you, I've been a police officer for 34 years. You really don't need to park off the street to catch anybody. You can sit right there on the street, but you have to do it in a safe manner, and you're going to have people even go by speeding. So we will get out there immediately and conduct our traffic enforcement. So
I guess what I'm talking about, when I see the trucks go by at 6 miles an hour, if a few of those big 40-wheelers would end up taking some tickets back and sit in the lunchroom and talk with their old boys about, boy, they're clamping down on Centennial Road now, there'd be a difference. There'd be a difference. And that needs to happen. And I appreciate it. And I appreciate all of your time and your hearing me out and your courtesy of getting me up so quickly so I can, Mr. Speed, can get out of here.
Okay. Johnson.
I assume the speed limit is lower.
It's 35
north of Erie, and is it 50 south?
I think 50 is right. It's 35 north though. When you leave, when you go south of Savannah Metamora, it's out of the city limits and it goes back to the county speed limit, which is either 50 or 55, I think.
It's 50. It's 50 directly south of Erie, and then as you get beyond Little,
this is not a new problem. We need to give it a little more attention. It sounds like, Chief, your department has given it attention, but it needs some more right now.
We will.
Okay. Thank you. Let's get back on our agenda. We're up to agenda number 5. This is the second reading of proposed ordinance 70-2016. This is the budget, the 2017 budget. I was asked at the last meeting, do you have to have 3 readings? No, you do not. And if you are ready to pass it tonight, I would encourage you to do so, so that our finance department has a chance to load this into the computers and be ready to go at the first of the year. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 70-2016 for a second reading. All members of council, having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only, to make appropriations for current expenditures and other expenditures of the City of Sylvania, Ohio for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2017, waiving the third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to waive the third reading and to read by title only. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 70-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 70-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And ordinance 70-2016 is approved, and that approves our budget for next year. Thank you to City Council for approving it and to Mr. Schroyer for your hard work to get it in this position. And Mrs. Booker, you can go to work on it, loading it in tomorrow. Thank you very much. Moving on to agenda item 6. This has to do with a state project, an ODOT project, to rehabilitate the existing, I believe, northbound bridge over the Ottawa River that's just south of Monroe Street. Mr. Allard.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. ODOT plans a rehab of the existing bridge deck and then replacing the bridge parapets. And it is the bridge, the northbound bridge of US 23. And because that is in the area where we have an agreement that ODOT will perform the operation and maintenance of that area of US 23, we make an annual payment to them for that, cover snow and ice, pavement maintenance, and you know anything else associated with typical highway maintenance. It is an ODOT project. There will be no expense to the city for the project, but because it is within the city, ODOT requires this consent legislation, and so that's what's before you this evening. We would recommend approval, and which would allow ODOT to move forward.
Mr. Arnold, it seems to me that this bridge is north of the exit onto Monroe Street. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that's true, because there's another bridge as you go on the exit ramp, so I think it is true.
Yes.
And that means that work on that bridge will not necessarily impact traffic returning home during the rush hour into Sylvania, but will there be a lane restriction? I assume there will be.
I would assume there will be some lane restrictions. We have not seen any plans or anything for this project, and we're somewhat caught by surprise, if you will, when this legislation showed up, because we hadn't gotten any information. So we have requested plans as well as maintenance of traffic, but I don't have a definite answer for that right now, Mayor.
All right, and this is also one of the bridges that our river trail is going under. So we don't want it falling down on our river trail, the trunks coming out of it, as they're having on some of the expressway bridges on the Collingwood viaduct in Toledo. They had to have to rebuild that one here shortly. It's all nicely repaved northbound in there, though. I went over it today. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce resolution number 19-2016. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. A resolution of the Council of the City of Sylvania consenting to the rehabilitation of the existing bridge over the Ottawa River by the Ohio Department of Transportation, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that resolution number 19-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of resolution number 19-2016.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 19-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and resolution 19-2016 is approved. Did you students understand the two motions? Probably not. We're fairly archaic. Somebody back there is saying yes, but why don't I explain it to you unless you already know the answer? Have you been here before? All right, there are two motions. Our charter requires legislation to be read in its entirety three times. That particular resolution is about two pages long and would take a while and take a month and a half to pass. What we're allowed to do is to have the first motion, which is to waive the second and third readings and then to read by title only, and that saves a lot of time reading, and the assumption is that everybody has an opportunity to see it online or on a printed copy. But that, when our charter was written, that was not possible. And the second resolution allows council to pass legislation as an emergency in one vote if you have a supermajority of council, five votes or more. Most council legislation is passed that way. Does not require three votes. It just requires more than a simple majority, a 4-3 vote. If you get five votes, and it allows council to do its business much quicker. So that's what happened. We got another one to do tonight. You can listen to that progression. All right. Moving on to agenda item 7. This has to do with the King Road widening and resurfacing and the resurfacing of Haroon Road just north of the Ottawa River. Those projects were done at night. They're holding up very well so far. I hope they continue to do so. There was some traffic congestion and some traffic problems for traffic markings down at King and Sylvania, but that was finally completed. This is a final change order. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, that project, for all intents and purposes, went very smooth. Griffin Paving out of the Plumbing Hire was the general contractor, and they did a very good job on the project. We did incur some additional costs with the project. Some of the subbase was in pretty poor condition once we got the top course off, and we had to replace a little more of that than what we had anticipated. Then we also ran into some unanticipated concrete as a pavement base right near Sylvania. So that resulted in additional expense of about $2,500. The original project bid was $505,591.90. The total cost, some of the extra work and adjustments in final quantities, amounted to a change order of $7,235.07. And so the final project cost would be $512,826.97. 40% of that project is being paid through OPWC funds. So approximately $200,000 of that will be paid through OPWC funds. And so our final commitment towards the project will be approximately $300,000. We would recommend approval of the change order and allow us to close the project out.
That's terrific. I know that for a while you had a streak going of no adds or even deducts. This is just an add of less than 1.5%. That's still pretty good.
Yep. We broke our string, but not by a lot. So.
All right. We have proposed ordinance 80-2016 to act on this final change order. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 80-2016. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve change order number one final to this city's agreement with Gherkin Paving Incorporated for the King Road widening and resurfacing and Haroon Road resurfacing project, which reflects the actual work performed on this project, increasing the contract amount by $7,235.07, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's moved and seconded that ordinance number 80-2016 be read by title only and that the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number
80-2016.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 80-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 80-2016 is approved. Thank you. And Mr. Aller, well done on this. Well done on getting the OPWC funds by getting a room road into it as well as King and having a trouble-free project like that. Out in front of the new library, it looks terrific over there. Glad to have those projects done. Moving on to agenda item 8, we have the service director's request for approval to put an item up for auction on govdeals.com. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The portable generator, this generator that we're talking about here is a portable generator. It used to be hauled to various sites where we may need emergency power. Our water pumping station was one, a couple of our sanitary sewer pumping stations being another. Over the course of the years, we have put permanent generators in some of those locations. Our water pumping station has a permanent generator. The pumping station on Monroe Street has a permanent generator. And then our two smaller pumping stations also have small permanent generators. This portable generator we're keeping on hand to be able to utilize at our Sylvania Avenue station has become increasingly unreliable. We have to test these generators once a week, and each time this generator just became more and more, every time we tested it, something went wrong. So we made the decision, we looked into purchasing a new portable generator, but in this case, Sylvania Avenue is really the only station where we need one. And so if you remember, going through the budgeting process, part of our capital improvements on the sanitary sewer side is a new permanent generator for that Sylvania Avenue site. So this generator is really no longer needed. It's not reliable. We actually have made arrangements with a local company that should we ever need it at that Sylvania Avenue site, that we will rent a generator from them because this one is just not reliable. And it would be our recommendation that we list it on GovDeals for sale and take it out of our inventory.
You regularly exercise the generators at the other sites, so you wouldn't expect those to fail when needed? Those are weekly, or
those are exercised weekly.
All right, and this is that big old truck. trailer. I'm familiar with that one. Looks like it's Army surplus, actually.
It is a behemoth, yes. It is big, when you compare it to the current models.
Mr. Mayor, we can call something from 1979 that old, though.
Thank you. I appreciate that. For mechanical things, perhaps it is. For the rest of us, not. How about from the 50s?
Sounds new to me.
Oh, don't be too careful. All right, we need a motion to approve this item for auction. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that we offer this portable generator for auction on govdeals.com.
Moved and seconded to authorize this 1979 diesel power generator for auction on govdeals. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion D is approved and authorized for auctions. Agenda item 9 is committee reports. There was a committee, utilities committee meeting held at 7 o'clock this evening in these council chambers. Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you said, we did have a brief committee meeting of the Utilities and Environment Committee prior to this meeting. That one took place at 7 p.m. this evening. The subject was a proposed resolution 18-2016, which supports the ongoing TMACOG study of a regional bulk water system. Present at that meeting this evening was myself, Mr. Mishka, along with committee members, Mr. Fry, Mrs. Hussman, Mrs. Westfall, and other members from council, Mr. Lukey, Mrs. Hanum, and Ms. Capellini. Other members from administration present were Mr. Schroyer, Mr. Aller, Mr. Sanford, Ms. Brining, Ms. Boucher, and Mayor Stow. As I said, this was a short meeting. It was related to the proposed resolution 18-2016, which we considered at a prior committee meeting and council meeting. It was requested that there be a amendment to it with dates added to it. The significant parts that were added were dates pertaining to the planning and engineering to be commenced on or before June 30th, 2017, and construction commencing on or before June of 2020. Mr. Mayor, you also provided an update saying that Lucas County commissioners and the Monroe South County Water District has also passed this resolution supporting the ongoing study of the TMACOG regional bulk water supply system. Their next meeting is in January, where they're hoping that everyone would pass, or by then they would know that they're not going to support the ongoing study. It was recommended that this resolution be forwarded to the council meeting this evening, and that was moved and passed unanimously, and we adjourned the meeting at 7:06 p.m.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Mishka? With that, would you like to introduce Resolution 18-2016?
Yes, this is Resolution Number 18-2016. All members of council, having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. A resolution of the Council of the City of Sylvania supporting the ongoing Toledo Metropolitan Area Council of Governments study of a regional bulk water supply system, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 18-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Resolution Number 18-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 18-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 18-2016 is approved. I thank you for that. As chair of that TMACOG Regional Water Planning Committee, I did not want to go back there and say we didn't pass it in Sylvania. I'd rather be at the front end rather than at having a problem passing it. So thank you very much. Are there any other committee reports to be made at this time? Hearing not, any items for committee referral? Hearing none, we turn to the second page, the back page of our agenda. There were two information items. First one was in your council packet. You can see that our income tax report through November is listed there. We are still nearly 12%. It is down a couple of percentage points from the end of October, but still doing very well. Earlier in the day, Finance Director Toby Schreuer sent out, emailed out to you, a report on the bond refunding and the change in the interest rates. I don't know whether you have read that, whether you have any questions for Mr. Schreuer, or whether you want to say a few words about it at this time.
Does everyone have a copy first of all? I just wanted to give an update. We started this process of refunding the bonds at the beginning of October. At the time, when you combine the two refundings, one we planned on doing the end of this calendar year, and one we planned on doing the fourth quarter of 2017, our savings was about $1.5 million. The interest rate was right around 1.75%. The interest rates at the time had been, they decreased the first 6 months of the year, and then were stable in the third quarter. But in the fourth quarter here, rates have gone up significantly. The election and the uncertainty of the election is a big factor in that. Currently, the rates are almost 1 percentage point higher, 1% higher than they were the beginning of October, which is a significant increase for bonds in that short time period. We lost 60% of our savings. So our savings now is $600,000 instead of $1.5 million. The present value savings, if you remember when Steve was here, he said he wouldn't even look at it if it was under 3%, and at the time we were at 9.5%. Currently we sit at 3.7 to 4%. Right now we're kind of a wait and see. The market recovered a little bit last Thursday and Friday. Typically January is a good month for rates, and we're kind of wait and see. Right now we haven't incurred any costs. So there's no cost if we back away from it now. But it's too early to tell if we should do that. What I would like to do and what we plan on doing is scheduling a bond rating call with the rating company who will rate the bonds. That rating is good for 60 days. The earliest we'd schedule that is probably the beginning of January. And if the cost of that's like $12,000, but we can cancel it all the way up to the day of the phone call. So we have a whole month to see where the rates are going. And so if anybody has any questions, we'll continue to watch it, monitor it daily, and it's an uncharted territory for bond rates to increase this much in a matter of a couple months.
And also when the stock market is also rising. Usually one goes in the opposite direction of the other. They're both rising at the moment. So we'd like to, with council's acknowledgement, we will continue to watch the rates through the end of the year and then come back to you and with a recommendation after the first of the year. We'll see if things do improve in January and be ready to move on it if we can.
Before we take that phone call, we would definitely come back to City Council.
Toby, I have a question. During, I can't remember the gentleman's name, but he talked about there was a limit for what was, I think the term was bankable.
Yeah.
On an annualized basis, so if we slide to January, that'll slide the second bond offering to 2008?
Correct.
Okay.
It's $10 million is the limit.
I remember the number, but I wasn't sure what all the terminology was.
And the reason we had it scheduled to wait to the fourth quarter next year to do that second refunding,
okay,
was for a call date. We were going to get past the call date,
okay,
which gives you a better rate.
Okay.
So no matter what, we will be past that call date. If we wait till the following year.
Right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. There's no further questions. Is there any further business for council's consideration at this time? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until our next regularly scheduled meeting in 2 weeks on Monday, December 19th at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending.